today, July 26th, 2023 at 8 a.m. I'm sure you can tell that I am the stand-in for today. I'm going to take a minute. I'm going to go around the room and introduce the new folks that are here that have come. So we'll start with Claudia. Go around the room, please.
Claudia Todd, for the building.
Wendy Smith, I'm a vice president at Sheridan College and oversee Sheridan College in Johnson County.
Jeff Shelley, county commissioner.
Zach Smith, board member.
Rick Myers, board member.
Kristen Dugular, the Johnson County Tourism Association.
Aaron Palmer, Sheridan Media and 307 Net Radio.
I'm Dale Sala, I'm the president of the club, the pickleball club.
Bob Weiss, Cloud Peak Pickleball.
Joyce Gammon, pickleball.
Bill Dudley, I'm a pickleballer too.
We have enough for a tournament now, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm going to do a demonstration.
So, last week I had to help a fellow off the road, and he was a professional. Okay, moving forward, we have the consent agenda. We have the minutes, the financial report, the staff report, and the employee handbook. If there's not anything that the board would like to move forward or discuss more on, I would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'd make a motion to approve it.
Have a motion?
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of approving the consent agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
You have somebody on the phone.
Mary. I just want to say I'm also here, Mary Plain, board member.
The phone's not continuing, Tom.
I can't.
She said she's here, Mary Plain.
Okay. Thanks, Mary.
Okay, thanks.
Moving to number three, the finance committee, Rick Meyer.
So we are in the midst of changing bookkeepers, Brandon Bookkeeping, into their service on June 30th, and so we're switching over. I know Shanna's reached out to another accountant to get some help with that. Actually, we're most of it in-house, so they're helping us just deal with the reconciliations and keep separation of duty. And then they'll do our year-end stuff as well. So, anyway, not a whole lot to report there. We did get our funding for 23-24 from both from the city and county. Both of them, I would say, were substantially less than what we requested, which would obviously make an impact on our operating funds going forward for this year. I'm not sure how or what we'll want to do to address that. Whether we want to have a discussion regarding that, I don't know, Tom, if you've looked at that much.
I would like to see, because that'll change our budget by about, what, $70,000?
$70,000. We requested roughly $140,000. The county cut it by $20,000 or $25,000. Essentially, when you go to $140,000, we asked $70,000 from each one of them. The county, I think, awarded us $50,000, and the city awarded us $20,000. And so, And I was actually hoping the mayor was here as well, to be honest with you, because I do not understand one ounce of me how that could possibly happen. We have representatives from both of these staffs sitting in here helping us do our. Do our budgets, and in my view, I'd appreciate if they would go ahead and speak up during the meeting so you don't have to walk in and present a budget that's not going to get approved. But I guess that's how politics works.
Rick, Shane was here. He just got called out on that. accident.
So I wish he could give us an explanation for our $50,000 deduct. And likewise with the county. It's also the reason why I've asked for the last 3 years in a row for the county and city to sit together during our budgeting sessions, which they won't do that. And I know you don't know all this history, Jeff, but it makes zero sense to me. So, because I also feel that our operating, the money we're asking for is truly just to operate. It's not like we're doing any big pushes or any big projects. It's truly to keep the lights on in their building. And anyway, it is a little frustrating one, and it will impact us. It's cut enough that it's going to impact us at some point. So, particularly with, unless the Carrie with her leaving, I don't know what we'll actually do with that. That might be the thing that balances the budget this year.
In relation to that, you'll give us a revised budget reflecting these changes?
Yeah, a revision is just a reduction in income.
Okay.
That's the revision.
Yeah.
It's a reduction in $70,000 in proposed income. And so, so I can provide you a budget, but it's not going to be balanced.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing that I wanted to bring up is not in here, that I'm just curious because I'm not 100% sure how it works. With finishing last year's budget, do we have to send paperwork to the state?
We did. Yeah.
We did. Okay. Okay. We got that.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Actually, Tom, you might know the answer to this. I don't know. I've never had this actually happen. Maybe we have to send a revised budget to them now.
I would think we would have to send a revised budget for the coming year.
Yeah.
But we'll have to check and see. Certainly changes moving forward on what we maybe need to do.
Yeah.
Or want to get done.
I mean, one option is to charge pickleballs ballers more.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's what they were coming in to tell us. They would make up the difference.
Yeah.
$70,000. Well, how did you know?
Anyway.
Pickleball players make big money.
So anyway, it is impactful. We will have to have a discussion on it some way somehow. So we'll deal with it, I guess,
so
in the coming months.
We'll move forward on updating the budget, plus we'll check with the state on whether we have to send them a revised one now and where to move forward.
Yep.
Okay. Any questions for Rick on the Finance Committee? Moving forward to the Facilities Committee. Basically, what we were doing, working on, was the fire panel, getting that established. I did meet with the county commissioners last week, and they were good enough that they gave us $34,540 to do the whole project for half. The Buffalo City Council went to them and visited with them, and they tabled it till August 1st, so we will go back August 1st and see if they'll help us. You know, and the overall thing of this, as you look at it, with the board moving from an analog to the digital thing, and then putting in the enunciation for if when the school comes forward, if they want to rent the facility, it sure is a lot better than the discussion we had a few years ago about a sprinkler system. That's changed some and really into our benefit of being able to bring some other things in and some really a lot better options of 800 and some thousand versus 69,000. We should know more on the status after August 1st. The other thing we were working on was some options to move forward with Meadow Mount Wool. I did talk to the commissioners about that, and the rules for property are different whether it's a county entity or whether it's a city entity. And this Meadow Mount Wool, as we've moved forward over the years, has been under the rules for the municipality rules, so those are different. So we need to look into those. I was going to talk to John and see what's different and how we can move forward and what our options are going forward with the city thing with the county rules. So that's currently in the works. I was going to move forward and entertain moving forward with the roof on Meadow Mount Wool to recover the ridge. Currently, I guess since where we are with the budget, we probably ought to look and address that. It's basically almost $15,000, and that kicks our budget about a third, our maintenance and repair budget. So I think the board needs to maybe just have a discussion about how.
Matt, I'd throw out to you that you do it. You can't. We have to. If there's a leaking roof, you have to fix the roof. Well, we don't have an option for that. And then we can go back to the city. Yeah. And their claim is going to be that they're cutting the reserve portion out of our budget. Is what their claim's going to be. Mm-hmm. That would tell me that they are planning on reserves, so they can kick in. And they have their own reserves on the city side to maintain their buildings.
Sure.
And so I guess we'll go back to them and ask them to dip into their reserves that they apparently have, and they're apparently claiming or reserving for our facilities.
Yeah. And you're right. The only other option is loading construction to do their hourly work like they have in the past to do a temporary repair. I like this one with redoing the cover of the ridge because it certainly seems like a lot better, a longer-term scenario. And I don't have a problem with the board discussing it, seeing what we want to do. I was just wanting to throw that out since with the budget change. But we're going to have to get rolling or to get on the list to get it done. I would entertain any discussion on that, or if we want to wait till we see how we can come out with a budget.
I kind of like Rick's idea. Probably go back to the city and tell them what we're planning to do. If those reserves aren't there, let us know.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, we do have Tom. We don't have you guys on the balance sheet from us. We do actually have. We have, I don't know, $80,000 or something, give or take, right now in cash. So that would be what our reserves would be, which isn't a very large reserve when you're talking about $4 million worth of facilities.
Yeah. So where we are now, we have to do something with the roof minimum wall. And what we're doing now, what we've proposed to do with the outfit from Casper, is certainly a lot better answer than going up and redoing every year. Basically, the proposal is still current. Is $13,447.14, and it would redo the whole 6 inches by 300-foot roll with seam sealer, so it would do the whole ridge of the building. That's a proposal from WTI.
Is that where the majority of the leaking is? Is that where the majority of the leaking is?
Yeah. We really didn't get an estimate from Logan Construction. They just looked at it and said the ridge was leaking again and was in poor shape, and it's basically they were looking at a roof replacement or a cover over the roof, and then or an hourly fix for temporary repair. And this gentleman said the same thing, to go in and redo the seam or the ridge, and that's where the majority of the leak seemed to be.
Well, Brian Schick, he has a spray that he can put on those roofs too, like a rubber spray that he can lay out.
Oh, he got one on the top side that
yeah.
Next there. Yes, I've seen that stuff.
So I don't know, maybe if somebody would reach out to him. And
Who is that?
Brian Schick. I'll give you his
okay.
name.
They have a product now that they actually do on roofs that is like a bed liner.
Yeah.
That's what he must be doing now.
Yeah. And I know that was a spray that Logan put on for the ridge, but I will get a hold of Brian Schick and see. I'll get a hold of him and see if he can give us an idea. And maybe we can get another option that would be.
You know, I'm with Rick. You need to jump up and get it done.
Yeah, that's the issue. Is
I mean, we're a month and a half away from plus
yeah.
the snow, so we need to.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, that's all I have for the facilities committee. Go ahead.
I talked to the fire marshal about you guys' fire panel, and he, you know, gave me the urgency of it.
Yep.
Apparently, the city did not understand the urgency of it.
And we told them of your conversation, and that there was urgency in needing to get it done. And
yeah, because I mean, if it's not done, they're going to shut it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just what it is.
Yeah.
Just that side of the building, right?
Yeah.
Which side is that?
You guys will be okay.
We'll be all right.
You're going to be okay.
This
building's like split into two pieces because of the functionality of it. So that old classroom side of it is the piece that they want. That's in part why we closed some part of it off.
I don't think it's just that side over there.
It's not your
fault. If we're not compliant or anything, we're out of
phase. That's not what it's always been for. Oh,
yeah. We need to know the answer to this. Right. I was understanding that this wing is fine. And
this wing is fine. I'm talking about the large gym and small gym. I'm not saying because you do have.
I thought it was like once you pass the plane into
That's what I thought it was too.
Well, I can.
We should verify that.
We will find that out today.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to flip here and kind of get over old business and do new business so the pickleball players, if they have other pressing issues.
Yeah, we're just here. We've been playing, obviously everybody knows, in the big gym here for 3, 4, 5 years. I don't know how long it's been. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this year the floors were originally sick. Needed repair. They look gorgeous. And I guess there's some concern about our tape that we use to mark the courts and the residue that the tape will leave. And I guess our thoughts on it are the tape goes down, we don't take it up, so I don't see where the residue issue would be a problem until it's taken mm-hmm. up. And if we did take it up because it needed replaced, we would put it back on in the same spot where it wouldn't affect any residue that was left. Obviously, the floors were refinished before our tape was taken up, so obviously there was a need before any activity from our club was involved. Like everybody, I think, pretty much knows the growth of the sport that we're playing pickleball. It's grown exponentially across the nation. We're in excess of 50 probably members here in Buffalo now, and we need a place to play in the wintertime, obviously, because of the climate of it. So I guess we're asking that maybe we could talk about being able to put our tape back down on the lines to mark our course. There are alternatives, temporary templates that could be used, but they're expensive and they would have to be replaced. I mean, you have to reset them every day. And it's really not feasible for us as a group to come in and put them down.
take them all back up every day. And they also need to be taped down to a certain extent so they don't move. We've joined with the senior citizens and they're promoting our club, so we expect to continue to grow where the need is still going to be there. So, the issue of the residue on the floors has already reached KC1. I mean, we got people come up from KC learning to play choices, training some ladies, and they want them to put tape in their gymnasium down there, and they were not allowed to by the county commission because they'd heard that we had women on the floors up here, which we, I guess, do not agree with. We don't think we're women. And so that's kind of the issue that we're here asking, if you know, we can continue to take them and play here in the winter.
So, if I understood, you guys, once the tape's down, it's down forever. I mean, you don't put up much.
We don't take it up unless, you know, Claudia and they ask us to take it up on the floor with this, which obviously we need it to come off before we can support it. Yeah. So, yeah, we don't take it up.
Okay. And then the only time you take it up is if you're cleaning the floor?
No, that's the thing. I mean, if I clean enough, I look at sticky, and we can't take it off anymore. Is there something where you can put it, like, on the corners? Or does it have to be the whole long line here?
Yeah, really, feasibly, it needs to be like it was before.
Okay. So that you can see those.
What is my question? When was there a problem with the tape being there?
Before it wasn't. No, we never even said there was damage. Why was this the first?
That's what I was wondering. So
I just talked to Dale one time and said, well, is there an alternative we can find or something different? Can you think outside the box? That's all we said. But the question is also, how many cords do you use on a daily basis?
Well, right now we're running pretty much 4 to 5 cords a day.
Okay, and in the wintertime?
In the wintertime, it'd probably be less because Bob goes south.
So you're keeping that too? Every day, three nets at least. And sometimes we're in the auxiliary gym too.
Yes, but is there a possibility to put it in the small gym?
Well, there's only two nets.
Cords. But that is the older floor, you know, that's kind of...
So your concern is the tape on the new floor?
Well, I'm just, when the machines go over it again, you know, how those big machines go over, then it kind of pushes it down. Mm-hmm. I'm not super concerned of it, but it would be nice. I mean, it went off fine. We just were seeing if there was another opportunity or a different way of doing it. Is there a different tape that's not as...
They have an indoor tape. I don't know what we use.
Well, there's a paper tape and there's a plastic tape that I'm aware of.
Nobody ever said, I just want to say this for the record, that you can't come back.
No, we're not here to say
we're
that.
Just saying, yeah. We're just saying, hey, is there something we can, you know, work around this or make this a different tape?
You've been awesome. You and Kerry both. No,
we're just trying to figure out how to carry that for a little longer.
We just want to know what we have to look forward to.
Well, that's what I'm questioning. How is the tape hurting the floor?
Well, it's really hard to remove. You guys did it. You know how big of a...
But why do you...
We don't have a problem.
You never clean a floor.
We don't have a problem with tape. And if we had to pull it up, we don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. I mean, if we had to do that once a year, that's not a problem. Once a week is not going to work out.
Right. That's fine with us. I mean, the only thing I'd like to ask you this year, when there's old ladies with canes, that you guys not tell these ladies they cannot walk in the small gym because you want to play pickleball. That was happened several times. The complaint to us, they came to us, there's two ladies with a little cane, they're coming right now every day. It's not a big deal because in the summer everybody's busy. It's just in the winter time, that's the only place they can walk, and we have to keep one open for people to walk, and that would be then small gym. Then you take over the large gym and leave those people be. That's what we're asking. This is a multi-facility where we want different people. I think that's fair to say.
We would go along with any of that. We don't want to interfere with other people either.
So,
are you saying that we shouldn't set up, if we have this, the
For set up in the big gym, don't set up in the small gym.
Right.
Okay, we were never told that. I don't think anybody ever told somebody to leave, but we didn't know that previously.
Obviously, somebody, I don't know who it was, that just came to my office and complained. I'm just trying to please a lot of different people. We have the large gym, and those older folks need to walk. There's another guy, Jim Campino, who likes to walk.
I just want to clarify that Claudia and Gary have been awesome to work with, and we're not here to complain. We're just here to make sure that we're all on the same page and we're going forward. And that's our main objective, is that we have a great complaint management.
Just another comment. As far as the tape on the floor, we use the lines on the floor where we can.
Yeah,
so we don't tape four courts. We're maybe taping, I don't know, two courts because we're using the lines fit with us. And they don't quite fit, honestly, but we just make the arrangement the courts have there.
So just for my information, you said there's paper tape and plastic tape. What do you folks use?
We use the plastic tape because it lasts better than the paper tape. I don't know what happened when, I don't think, did we pick up the old, the blue tape that was there?
Yes. Before they refinished the floor.
But did we pick up the tape that the
roller derby, we didn't pick that up.
And they're not coming back there.
But I don't know how, my comment is, how harder or easier was it to take off than our tape?
Well, the only comment I have for this now is refinished, so there is some polyurethane, or I don't know what they're putting on it, which means it makes it smoother, and I'm sure it's easier to remove, because before, that was all gone, and it was on that other floor, so I think it's even easier to remove.
Well, I think the plastic tape that we're using, it comes up in one strip.
It's just one, this was a major thing.
Yeah.
It was over $7,000. We try to preserve what we can, but I think it'll be easier even to take off if we had to for another, because now there is actually something.
But we absolutely want to keep the floor nice.
I think this group has been pretty good stewards of the building as far as cleaning up and trying to take care of things.
So I think maybe we can try the plastic, the tape they're using, and just see how it works. There's an issue.
Right.
Okay.
We appreciate you. Appreciate that very much. So, thank you.
Anything else?
No, we'll get out of your hair.
Whoever spread those rumors in Southern KC, I don't know, you might ought to check that out.
No, KC, they're vicious.
The lot is the one.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Exactly. Do you have one?
Yeah.
You come in.
So we'll move back up to old business, follow up on needs assessment. I'm not sure where
or they
know.
Can I jump? I just talked to Brooks. And it's looking about 3/4 of the building, basically.
Out for the fire?
Yes.
Okay. So where are the
and basically, he said anything where you're going to have new people, new kids coming in, daycare, any of that, if this is not updated, it's going to be shut down. When new West comes in, if they, whatever, it's an expandable unit. So it's a lot better solution than going to the 800 that we just talked about.
Oh, yeah.
He will be here tomorrow. I'm going to come over and talk to me. We might walk through here. So I don't know if anybody's going to be around that would like to join that. When I find out, I can let you know if you're interested.
Would you let us know what time?
Yep.
Thank you.
I will let the city know also.
Okay.
Well, that would be actually great that they see the improvement. I don't think they do.
And we will, after that, we will let you know what.
Yeah, please. Yeah. I'll make sure you get the answer.
I mean, our eight basically, we just set this aside safe. All they're talking about, so the gym thing must be, he's going to say if the kids are using the gym, that's what it's going to be.
Because the cooking and stuff up on that side and the kitchen, so that needs done, otherwise that won't happen.
I mean, that affects us, you know, only because we're using that kitchen
participation as well. Right. Yeah. I forgot about that one. Sorry. What seems really cool here, I mean, the writing's on the wall. I mean, the school and the college are in line to take this building back.
Well, and man, the options.
That's got to be the next conversation. Huh?
The options for this have improved in full for what we have to have.
Wow.
I don't know if Shan was doing this follow up on assessment needs resources. If not, that can be moved forward. Is there any other old business? I mean, other than I think number one is the panel. And nothing else, we'll move to new business. Staff report.
Okay. We had one wire going on last week, as everybody probably knows. And it was very busy at the center. Usually we have 2 autograph sessions, Friday and Saturday, 150 tickets of people. So they were all in line. Then we were informed that the high school could not pull out the bleachers, and so they asked us to have a conversation with Longmire, whatever it's called, here. That was 600 people, so we were big time over. But I don't know how many, 500 showed up, but this was a big event. So we pulled the bleachers out, we put the chairs out, so that was a really busy day. We had a Love Injunction show up on the front lawn again. That was really nice. That was one thing. I just want to mention there's 2 more renters. We have Rocking Cave Forge back here. He used to be in this little, where the county is now, this little garage, and he moved down to, so Bow Fowler is on this side of the building facing east, and Rocky Key Forge is on the left side. We cleared with the fire marshal. He's not doing forging stuff, he's doing woodworking now.
Woodworking?
That probably reduces the fire risk.
Probably.
But anyway, he has a bad back, so he has to switch his, but he's back at the building. We're getting $500 from him, so we go last night, hunker downstairs. And then we got a little office next to the band room, Wyoming Council of Problem Gambling, that Adelaide Wilson, $250. So we're full again up here, too. We did have some extreme issues with HVAC, actually. So bad that the whole building was out of whack as far as the temperature goes. And it took them quite a while to find the problem. It's one of those units down here, and when he checked it, everything was rattling loose, and all these pipes were loose, so the Freon could go whatever, anywhere, and didn't work anymore. He explained it to me as a washing machine, and the washing machine goes, and it kind of gets out of ramble, and it takes all these extra pipes off. It didn't work, we couldn't figure it out. For the longest time, for 2 weeks, we had issues. Come and find out, it seems like people hiked or jumped on the top unit. They were all caved in to a point, so we're thinking of vandalism. And Powder River Heating is helping us with a letter saying that is not a normal thing. This is why it rattled, this is why it broke, and I think we're going to put in a claim for insurance. What the price, what the cost was on it to fix it. It was all bent, those things. So somebody's trying to get on the roof.
That's what we're working with right now. And the east and west entrances are really shot. The doors are shot so bad that I have to figure it out in a different way. So I'd like to, again, I don't know what's happening in the building or not, but those are two issues we've got to figure out. For winter, for once, for the mice coming in, the east entrance and the west entrance. There are just, I'm in the process of getting estimates for that. There's a guy in Sheridan that does that. That's what I'm working on. And what else? The council, we talked about that. That's pretty much right now at the moment. Carrie has resigned as of a couple weeks ago, so supposedly her last day is Thursday, tomorrow. And I talked with Shan a little bit in the office as far as the accounting goes and stuff. I really will need to go back to what, you know, running the facility. I think I would be better off if somebody does the whole accounting part. I give them the invoices, they bring them back. And we have looked into getting with Mohat. Mohat, there's several. Hang on. Mohat, it's called Johnson and Goodwin. And we got from Roxanne a bid that would be not exceeding between $350 and $450 a month. So, just to be on the safe side, because I'm the only person in the office, I feel like I just want somebody else to feel that it's that.
Yes, you definitely should do that.
You don't intend to replace Carrie, so those of us that like to talk about jobs in the community, let us know if you want us to reach out and find candidates.
There is this full-time position. Shan told me I'm going to get after it. This just happened Monday a week ago, so I'm trying to catch up with what I need to take over back again with the, you know, Facebook postings and the marquee and everything else, the event calendar. So, yes, there is a full-time position, or we could do two part-time positions, is how Shan put it to me.
So I don't know where we're at on it. I haven't visited with Shan or anybody around this. I don't understand this whole budgeting thing, but I would sit here today and say that I would not be immediately out doing that. That's
right.
Just my opinion. And
way.
So, there is an obvious message coming from the city and county, in my view.
I agree.
And so, I guess for a discussion sake on this, I have no idea why they won't just actually come out and say whatever it is. It makes no sense to me. How you can't sit down and have this conversation when you're running a public facility that's dependent upon them on the Joint Powers Board. And so, but for us to go out and hire another $50,000 and spend $50,000 and we don't have it would be irresponsible and ideal.
Right. No, I agree. And
so if we have to start cutting services, then we cut services.
Yeah, just make a list of everything you were doing, everything Carrie was doing, prioritize the list.
Right. That's how, I mean, I'm a little overwhelmed right now.
I'm sure.
I would like to get back on track on what I can do. Once I figure this out in the month, I can have a better idea. And I think I can do it by myself.
We need to find a process, and particularly, like all the bills, we need a real defined process for you so you don't worry about it.
I'd rather give that all the way.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be happy to give this to the accountants, but again, I will focus on just running the building because scheduling is coming up with the gyms. I mean, there's enough for me to do.
And then whatever components, whatever, if there were other thing components too, like the economic development piece, if we were doing any projects there, maybe those are just from the site. I mean, the focus. The albatross, but at the same time, the most important thing we have right now is the facility operation.
Right. I feel the same way. Yeah, thank you. Because it is what it is.
Right.
And I think I've handled it before by myself, but then I'm busy doing that.
Yeah.
And then it'll be down the road. And in a month, I can probably say more. Because then I'm back into the routine of doing it myself.
And just like at the JCTA, we do ask our board members to help on projects sometimes, too. So I encourage you to ask your board members to help you on a little something now and then. That's what they're there for.
So has everyone got a chance to look at the estimate for the bookkeeping services from $450?
I didn't actually review it, but that's completely reasonable. I am shocked that they'll do it. I'm shocked they'll do it from that level.
Good.
We also reached out, we always tried to do two proposals. We were reaching out to Southeast Business Services. But this lady is not, Amanda Stockton is her name. But this lady is not a CPA, and I think it should be with a CPA. I'll just give this to you so you can look at what it entails. I think we need to move forward with somebody.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Schroeder was told she would not take any more customers on. And the mayor started.
Yeah, I think I've heard good things about it.
She's home smart.
So. We need a motion or not.
Yes,
I would make a motion.
Okay.
It's up there. So we roll.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and second to approve the proposal from Wyatt Johnson to give us the bookkeeping services. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay, so can you get in touch with them?
Absolutely.
Okay. Any questions on the staff report? I believe we did also cover the HVAC unit. The board retreat.
Tom, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Tom can. The most of the room can. Mary.
Okay. I got it next to him.
Claudia, are you looking to place carrier at advertisements or
Well, as just discussed and how Ray said, we could have budget, they're a little bit
confused,
so I don't know if I should or not. So they're up to the board.
I don't think we, I think we find the money and
I think we find the money.
I'm looking for some others because obviously we're on a roll with this building and we cannot put the brakes on it. Comments?
Yeah, I'm on the other side of that, Mary, 100%, unless you have an idea where you find the money.
That's what we'll do. If that's what it takes, that's what we'll do. Because, I don't want to see this building go into decline like it did years before. It would take us too long to get it back up. So, all right, well, that's my comment. Thank you.
She said she's done.
So right now, Mary, we approve the bookkeeping proposal. I missed where you were moving forward with that.
I said A.
Okay.
I voted yes
on that. So, on the board retreat discussion, I have nothing to add or where that's moving forward to. Anything from the board?
It was just to find out to hash out some things and talk to the board where they wanted to go and I wanted to, and she thought it was a good idea too. And I'm happy to send that out. You guys wanted to do this on site. I need to figure out a day to get anything. So that was just the thought of hers.
So I think right from that point, that one needs to be discussed by Shan Edwards. Unless there's any input from somebody else. So, basically, I think we need to really move forward and get this going for that bolt, for that fireboard panel. And we've got some bookkeeping stuff going forward so we can keep this, get this thing moving in a good direction.
Did the fire marshal home do a time frame?
He said it was the middle of August or middle of September.
Oh, because it has to be before school starts.
Yeah.
You stepped out when they did the vote on accounting for you at the meeting. Let the minutes show that you voted yes. You stepped out.
Okay.
Just want to be sure.
So, moving to other business, is there any public comment or anything? If not, I would open it.
I have a board member comment.
Okay, go ahead, Mary.
All right, thanks, guys. I'll keep it really short. In my opinion, if I were to vote on a pickleball and their tape issue, I wouldn't let any group in the building put a sticky substance on that brand new floor. I would hope that they could start with the paper option and see how that works before we move on to the next. Real quick, the second item is I did listen to the audio part of the meeting last month, and I hope the board members can be cautious about when we overanalyze the staff. I think it came off to the public that we were dealing with brand new staff, and I think micromanaging is, you know, these ladies have been doing this a long time, and they pinch pennies, and if they're going somewhere, we all know it's going to be of value. So I just want everybody to reflect on the fact that please be cautious and know that what we say is heard by the whole community, and I want us to stay professional. So anyways, that's all I have to say. Thanks for putting up with me on a remote call.
So noted. Are there any other comments open to the board? Any board member comments? Anything else?
Mr. Chair, might I jump in? I'm not a board member, but just under public comment. I just want to, you know, thank you again for our partnership with the college and Joco First, and draw your attention to the fact that we have a an introduction to criminal justice class that is happening one night a week in our fall semester. And it really is a door, it's an opportunity for someone to take the first step into pursuing a career in law enforcement or anything like that. And it's an in-person class here on Tuesday nights. So if you know anyone that you know is thinking about that, it would be the perfect kind of dip your toe in the water and take that. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because it's something a little bit different and exciting. So yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Next meeting is August 23rd, Joco First Regular Meeting. Motion to adjourn.
I move.
Second.
Meeting adjourned.
Thank you. Good job, Tom.
Thanks.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Mayor.
So, that gentleman will probably be here tomorrow.
Hey, John.
You said he would be off.
Have you gone back out? Do you guys get it?
I was just heading up Red Green.
So, you actually signed already. But we actually, so we got so it was on that card. The thing that this shit's about is
I'll be there.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Claudia.
Yeah,